Bosco, in this bitch.
Straight.
How you feeling?
Oh, man, I'm bragging. Bragging.
What is it like being bragging? I ain't been there yet.
It's real tranquil. Like, it's a tranquil place. Like, it's lonely up here.
I'm going to try to move this as close as I can to your face, because you do have kind of like a rumbling voice. I want to make sure we catch all that.
Mic check.
Yeah, it's pretty good. So tell me about where you're from.
I'm from Inglewood, California. Well, really, I'm from L.A. Like, I'm from L.A.
The whole L.A.?
I
mean,
like, yeah, I'm from the whole L.A. Like, I was born in Los Angeles, like, South Central L.A., like we like to call it. Like, Hoover area, I told y'all, you know what I mean? That's where I was born at, but I grew up and adapted Inglewood as home, like, you know what I mean? That's where I started my gang career, and basically, yeah, I'm from Inglewood, California / Los Angeles.
Okay, so who were you as a kid when you think back on, like, what kind of, you know, 10-year-old you were, or what you gravitated towards as a youth? Let's talk about that.
You know what? I was like I was a pretty normal, mischievous boy, like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, throwing baskets off of freeway overpasses and shit.
Baskets?
Oh, my God. You know what?
We throw some stones, but I heard about kids catching charges for throwing rocks off that shit.
You know what? Like
killing people.
Like, I think, honestly, I might have caused a horrific accident.
Really?
Like, yeah, I think I might have caused a... All right, I did cause a horrific accident. I'm going to tell you.
Throwing a basket?
Yeah, throwing a basket off an overpass.
What day and year so that the police can catch you for this?
I'm just saying, like... is this Vlad TV or something?
Yeah. Well, okay. There you go, though. There's a good sidebar. When you hear people say Vlad's a snitch, what do you think?
Vlad ain't no snitch. He just like Vlad is white. Like no, you know, Vlad is white. He has white dude question. Like he has the shit that, you know, like us as in our urban culture, we as blacks, we know, most of us know, 70% of us know not to ask certain questions and not to do certain things, and you know, like. Vlad was raised different, like, you know what I mean? He was raised different.
I feel like Vlad, I think it's less about him being white and more about him just knowing exactly what he wants you to talk about that will get the most views, and he has no shame, no fear about asking it. Like, I can think of questions I would ask you that...
You wouldn't do.
They would make for a great title. Bosco talks about BAM. But yeah, you're right. I would want to sort of dance around asking about those specific things.
Now, Vlad, meeting Vlad, Vlad a cool dude. I think Vlad know what to do to get the views. Like, you know what I mean, he understand his platform and he understand his power. I think he know what to say to get the views. Like, honestly,
somebody told me about Vlad one time. They're like, Vlad's a good dude. He does his job. And then he goes home, and he doesn't, like, do all the stuff that, like, you know, you do. This is what they were saying to me. They're like, you don't go to the studio and be linking with different people, go to shows all the time. He got his lane, he does it, and he just stays low-key. And it's, like, smart. That's the safest way to go about shit, for sure.
He pretty safe, though. I can say that. Like, I spoke with him, conversated and shit. Like, he pretty, like, cut and paste, like... Like, pretty much.
Well, you got kids and shit, too.
Yeah, like, he pretty much straight to the point. Like, he don't like to fuck around. Like, you can tell, he say he fuck with security. Like, you know, when I roll to the events, I got security. I don't fuck around. Like,
you do?
No, he do.
He do. Yeah. Oh, see. Yeah, I haven't got to that stage yet. I've been thinking about
either.
It.
I'll kick it with the homies.
Right.
You know, I'm too poor for security.
Well, you got guys in mind that if you're going to go somewhere that they would roll. See, yeah, that's the problem. I got Lavelle and his cousin, and they're just like... Big ass dudes. It's like
I fuck with the homies, and then if we get into something, they squabblers too. Like, you feel me? I just need something to take off the cheat.
Yeah, but my guys that I have with me, the problem is that they'll start talking to a girl. All of a sudden, they're in conversation over here. The other one's over here smoking a blunt, and then I'll just be all alone. And I'll realize, like, all right, that's what you need—real security, so that they won't go just be human beings.
Yeah, I just need people that's paid to shoot. Honestly, I just need people that's paid to shoot because I can't shoot. Like, honestly, but
why?
I'm a career felon. Like, look, I mean, I wouldn't call myself a career felon, but that's what this, you know, some people would, but I ain't gonna say a career felon, but I am a felon, though. Like, you know, I've been caught with multiple firearms in my day, so, like, you know, I'm at the point in my life where I'm trying to stay away from that.
If you got caught shooting somebody, they're not gonna give you the benefit of the doubt. You're going away.
Probably, yeah.
You're probably not going to get away with self-defense. They're going to say he's a gangbanger.
I'm not
he's
a gangbanger,
history.
Though. I'm not a gangbanger. I'm a gang member.
Oh.
Gang member. I'm not a gangbanger.
But does that mean anything to the police?
It should. I'm saying, like you can't call me a gangbanger. Like, I'm not in the streets banging on people, asking people where they're from, and like going to commit drive-bys and shootings. So, like, I wouldn't call myself a gangbanger. But, you know, I am from where I'm from, and, like, you know, like, my friends are still my friends. So, you know, I would consider myself a member at times.
You feel like you had no choice that you were, that's what's the difference for you, is that it's just part of your identity, where you came from.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's my culture. It's like, basically, it's just the culture. Like, you know what I mean? Like, look at it. Like, look at the culture. Like, Lil Wayne, baby, grown ass men. Like, you feel me? Like, look at these niggas. These niggas is grown ass men, but these niggas are still bloods, though. It's like, you feel me? It's just a culture.
You feel like that's a weird thing for baby to start saying he's a blood when he's like into his 30s or 40s or whatever?
Yeah, it was pretty strange to me. I ain't gonna lie, it was pretty strange. But, like, you know, as a young nigga, like, it was more fascinating. Like, it was like, damn, nigga, like, baby, you wanna be a blood too? It was like, oh shit. But, like, me being older now and me doing what I do, like, really looking at it, it was pretty weird. Some weird shit.
Yeah. I mean, that's definitely a thing for me too. Is that
a
like,
big grown ass man start getting big ass stars on his head?
Yeah, I'll be hanging out. I hang out with a lot of rappers, and like sometimes, you know, consistently, I'll be around them enough, and then like, you know, but it's like, could you? I could never even imagine being like that dude who wants to, like, as an adult, be like, damn, you know, I'm gonna get down with this.
Yeah, that's right. It's pretty cool. Yeah, it's kind of corny though. Not honestly, like, you know, I fuck with baby though. Like,
but he's a gangster, right? So it's like,
I mean, you know, I got respect for baby, but it was kind of like, when you look at it, it's like, because if it was somebody else, you would say it was corny as shit. So I'm not finna pull the flag and say it's not corny because baby did it. Like, it was still corny too because baby did it. But, you know, we accepted it, but it was still corny as shit too.
But it's like, you didn't wear skinny jeans when you were a kid because they didn't have them yet. Baby wasn't in the Bloods because he didn't even have that as an option, really, to be down with that for where he's from, right? So he gets older, he learns about all these cool new clubs that he could join. Boom.
And then now you're from the club.
The club. I mean, I'm just saying that at a certain point, like, if it's something that you can just join when you're older, it is kind of like a club. It's not like, it's different when you join something when you're 13. Like, or you know what it's like? It'd be like if I got super into, like, rooting for the Yankees all of a sudden. Or, like, I move out here and all of a sudden I'm the biggest
Laker fan.
Yes.
Yeah, that's corny as shit.
That's weird. Yeah. I would never do that. You got to stick with what you're from. But, I mean, you know.
I mean, you know, I fuck with baby, though. Like, you know, I respect it, you know, because I just grew up on them. Like, but it was like, by the time I realized how corny it was, it already happened. And he already got away with it. So, yeah, whatever.
So, but you ain't with all the pink hair blood?
Nah, not at all. Like,
at the club, blood. And you heard that YG album, right?
Like, I got a name for it, and I pegged it as that, and it really became that Starboy shit. Like,
Starboy shit?
Starboy shit. That's that Starboy shit.
What does that mean?
Pink hair, weirdo rappers, just like metrosexual type of, you know, just basically the type of dudes that we did. Like, basically, that's like a term that I use. It's like a term that I use metaphorically to describe the state of the rap game as it is today. Like, these niggas are star boys. Like, these niggas be on star boy shit. Like in our area, it was gangster shit. We was on gangster shit. We was on gangster shit. So now it seems like their era, these niggas are star boys. They be on star boy shit.
All right, so when do you start paying attention to rap, and who are you looking up at as those are the dudes when you started being interested in hip hop?
Like, honestly, for me, it was like when I first started paying attention to, you know, it was MC Hammer. Like, I was first a fan of MC Hammer and Michael Jackson, like, off top. Like, I think that was the first for me. But, like, as far as like gangster rap and like real hip hop, like, it was like Snoop Dogg, Bone Thugs and Harmony, fucking Twista, Do or Die.
Very similar over here. Like, the first thing that I got into was like 91 or 92. So when Snoop first came out, that was when I was first getting interested in rap. And I was like, who the fuck is this dude? He's 30. So cool. 34.
I'm 36.
So yeah. To me, I was just looking at, I was trying to figure it out. Like, what the fuck is all this crazy ass gang shit and all these weird hand signs they're throwing up? I'm like,
it was dope though. Yeah, it was dope shit.
But that era musically, like when the G-Funk sound came out, it was like one of the most revolutionary things in rap.
And the crazy part though, right? Everybody was Crips though.
Mm.
Like it was nobody, like DJ Quick was a blood or whatever, he was a Pyro, but we didn't really know that. Like, he wasn't out there, like, just pyroing like that. Like, or if he was, like, we wasn't really paying attention like that. Like, everything was just Snoop Dogg, Doggy Style, and Cuz, and Dog Pounded. Like, so it's a trip to me how I ended up growing up and really being a blood, like, coming through that era and end up being a blood. Like, that's crazy to me.
Was it just your neighborhood, or was it just your friends, or what?
It was kind of like my friends and my neighborhood, like, cause I had met a dude, one of my best homies, Diablo, that nigga, I had met him at Juvenile Hall first. We was in Juvenile Hall together, and I took a liking to him in Juvenile Hall and shit, so I ended up getting out or whatever, and little time passed, I end up moving to Inglewood, to the same hood where he was from. So naturally, like, when I got over there, I got to asking about that nigga, like, you know, so Diablo, like, whoa. So he was about to come home. So I got cool with the homies over there just by me knowing him and shit. So I got cool over there. Now, you know, everything start, you know, going smooth, and I just got comfortable. And all, you know, next thing I know, I was, you know,
wrapped up. You know,
pretty much. You know.
I got to get this thing a little bit closer to you.
Is it me or the mic?
It's just that you have like multiple voices, and like one of them is like regular talking, and then you'll also be like, yeah. It's like, it's so low that the mic doesn't really get it. And I just want to make sure the fans aren't.
I don't know.
This.
I just feel weird with it all up in my face. It's like,
I know, it's kind of gay, right?
Yeah, like just a little, just a
I feel
little.
Like Brian Pumper's in the room.
Yeah, like Brian Pumper.
You fuck with him?
He's fucking annoying.
We talk about him on here as much as possible.
He's annoying as shit.
Like, I never actually met him.
Oh my God, I've met him multiple times. Like, he just annoyed. Like, you know what? I don't want to say, yeah, he actually a cool dude. Like, I ain't gonna lie, he actually a cool dude. He just corny as shit and annoying. Like, it's just, you know how, like, some people, like, it's like, you know how Steve Urkel made people want to beat him up? Like, it's kind of like, you know, I kind of feel like a bully scene. Like, you know what? Shout out to B Pumper, man. Shout out to B Pumper.
Right.
He's just annoying.
I like just, you know, breaking the eggs on the girl's head. Boom, I'm a fan.
Oh, you like that shit?
It's just funny. It's like funny that of all the different like things, the memes that you could pick up for yourself to just have sort of be your like thing as a porn star or whatever. But you know, that's what bums me out is that I always like, I know a million porn star girls. They never know who Brian Pumper is. He's like a rap thing, not a porn thing.
What is the deal with the fucking puppy? Like the fucking puppy. You ever seen the fucking puppy?
What do you mean?
The puppy you have. You never seen him in his puppy?
Oh, he's one of those guys.
You never seen him in the puppy?
I didn't know he was one of them, no.
Oh my God. It's like him in the puppy thing. Like the fucking puppy. The fucking like mangiest, shittiest puppy ever. Like what the fuck kind of dog is that anyway?
You think, like, he's sitting at home like, how dare you talk about my dog like that?
What the fuck kind of dog is that, bro? Like, who the fuck rides around with a fucking puppy like that? Like, who the fuck buys that puppy? Like, look at this buff-ass porn star, bro. Like, you go get this fucking puppy. Like, what the fuck is it? Why hasn't it grown yet? Like, what the fuck kind of dog is that, bro? Like, that shit is annoying, bro. I ain't lying. Like B-Pumper just an annoying dude to me. Like, he cool, though.
Was there a point in your life where you decided... Because, you know, that's the thing, is that a lot of people who are in the rap game or whatever, like, they just have it in them that they don't want to talk about other people because they got that code, like, you know, no snitching, you don't talk shit. So then they get on camera and they're just boring as fuck because they don't talk about shit.
Yeah, because niggas don't, like, that's what I be saying. Like, you niggas be scared to speak. But then it's like some niggas can't speak. Like, you know what I mean? Some niggas can't speak. Like, that's what I understand, too. Like, a lot of these dudes can't talk about nobody. They really just got to stay in their lane and shut the fuck up and just only talk. No, but I have this album coming out. Man. Fuck your album. Like, talk some shit about somebody. Like, you feel me?
People ever tell you remind them of Tax?
Tax?
Tax Stone from New York, the podcast you did?
You know what? When I first started doing what I do, like, first started really, like, getting big on the gram and shit and on the live and shit, a lot of people was telling me, like, man, you need to start podcasting. You remind me of Tax Stone. I didn't know who the fuck they was talking about at first. Like, I really didn't even, like, because I didn't even watch podcasts. Like, I still don't even really watch podcasts like that. Only, like, you and Vlad. Like, you know, I watch your shit. I watch Vlad.
I think anybody who does a podcast is really limiting themselves by not doing a video element, you know? Because, like, a lot of people just will not listen to the audio-only shit.
You got to get the visual. Mm. It's all about, I limited myself as a rapper by stopped doing video. Honestly, like, I think if I did more videos, I think I really, like, go back up as a rapper, right? greatly right now.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly.
Yeah, it's a big decision. But, you know, okay, when you think about Tax, like, the he's funny, smart, knows about rap, but then he also was just, like, the realest, like, street dude who really went to jail for, like, 7 years or some shit and, like, really actually kept the thing on him all the time. He was just, like, he was really, really about it. Like, and that was what was kind of crazy, because he would talk about shit where he talked about shit on his podcast that is then included in, like, the fucking court case against him, where he basically just said, like, if I see somebody and they try to do something to me, I'm going to kill them. Like, exact quotes, and that they were then using in his case that he said on his podcast.
Exactly. Like, that shit, how far you think you're going to get with that shit? Like, come on, bro. Like, I'm from L.A. Like, I don't know. Like, you know, him being a New Yorker, I guess things is different out there. But me being from L.A., like, shit different out here. Like, nigga ain't finna just be moving. Like, you know, we do what we do out here, but, like, I got a whole different situation going on. Like, nigga, I'm not finna get myself wrapped up like that. Like,
what do you mean you got a different situation?
Like, just, I got legal issues. Like, I'm on probation now. I'm on 5 years felony probation right now. Like,
for just a gun charge or what?
Yeah, for a gun charge. For my fourth gun charge.
Jesus.
You feel me? So that's what I'm saying. Like, I got other issues, so I'm not. And then, like, right now, I brought myself to a point where I really created something. Like, you know, I really made my, like, I brought myself to a point where, like, you know, I might actually, like, make it somewhere in life. Like, you know, I might actually be somebody. And it's like, I can't trick it off to the common street shit that I used to trick it off on.
Mm-hmm. You know what
I'm saying? So I'm not trying to get myself caught up in those situations no more with. Like, just like how he did, like, you feel me? Like, basically, he was a nigga that was popping. He had it going. He was the man. And with that mentality, I got to keep it on me. If somebody running up on me, I'm going to kill him. And that's what fucked his life off. That's why he's sitting in jail right now, fucked off.
Like, yeah. I mean, yeah, that, I could definitely. Well, but do you feel like?
I mean, not saying allegedly, not saying that he did that. But, I mean, I could see where the mentality.
Right.
Where the mentality warranted the energy, though. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but, okay, when you look at how you move around. Like, I mean, when you think about it, like, the kind of situations that Vlad avoids by just staying home and not being backstage at shows all the time and shit, Tax was backstage at a show with a bunch of gangster-ass dudes around. It's, like, the exact kind of situation that if you put yourself in that situation, you know, you realize that when you go backstage to a rap show and you got problems with people, it's, like, ultimately, you're going to butt heads with people that you have problems with.
You butt heads, but why you scared to fight now? You didn't talk that shit, but you scared to fight. Like, why you had to shoot? Like, you talk that shit, like, y'all scared to squabble up? Like, I didn't think Troy Avenue didn't pull no gun. Well, I don't know, like, supposedly, allegedly, how the story went, like, he pulled the gun or whatever, but that's what I'm saying. Like, if it was some shit, like, you feel me? Who shoots somebody in the backstage at a concert? Like,
in the middle of Manhattan?
In Manhattan. Like,
that's crazy.
That's fucking crazy. Like, that don't even happen. Like, that don't, like, niggas barely even carry guns in New York like that. Like, niggas ain't just walking around hammered up like that. Like, you know, they'll tell you, like, them gun laws is crazy. Like, niggas ain't just walking around hammered up like that. Like,
yeah.
You feel me? So that was crazy that even happened. That was fucking huge. And they gonna make an example out of that shit.
Yeah. Do you feel like 6ix9ine's going away?
I don't know. Like, I don't know. He might need a lot. You know what? I feel like 6ix9ine wants to go away. I feel like he wants the credibility. Like, he might. Well, he's such a fucking troll. Like, he might have fun going away. He might actually like it. Like, you know what I mean?
All right, guys. So today's podcast is brought to you by Edubirdie.com, EDUBIRDIE.com. If writing is a sore subject for you, then definitely you should check out Edubirdie.com. You can choose from hundreds of professional writers who are skilled in different fields of study. These pros will help you with whatever academic writing assignment you have, whether it's editing your existing paper or writing a new one from scratch. Writing is just easier with Edubirdie. If I was in school, this is a service I would use. I assume. Anyway, thank you very much to Edubirdie for sponsoring this podcast. Let's get back into action. I mean, not seeing videos of him on the timeline constantly, it would feel like a strange change for the culture.
Nah, it wouldn't be that strange.
World Star's going to be dead. Academics going to have nothing to make videos about.
Yeah, exactly. Like, fucking Dick Rider. Like, you dedicated your whole platform to the fucking, to the hairs on 6ix9ine balls. Like... And now, like, yeah, you basically ain't got shit to talk about if it ain't 6ix9ine. Like, basically, like, academics is done. Like, you better try to, like, link up with me or something, bro. Really.
All right, so I want your full review of Academics and his career, who he is, everything. Let's just lay it all out right now. What do you think?
I mean, you know what? Honestly, like, I was fucking with Academics at first. Just because of the shit that he was talking about. Like, honestly, like, you know, like, the Chirac shit was going, like, Academics basically came up off of being a fucking culture vulture off the Chief Keef and the whole drill, the drill shit. Like, you feel me? They was popping at the time. We wanted to hear what was going on in Chirac because them niggas was killing each other in fucking groups.
But that's the thing, is that he was filling a void for content that people like me and you wanted to watch, but yeah, that we didn't even, like, you know, there wasn't people making it. That's the crazy thing, is now he doesn't make those War in Chirac videos, but there's mad other War in Chirac channels, people covering all that shit.
Exactly. So he was like a pioneer of, say, like, pioneer per se. Like, I could say that. Like, I respect what Academics do, but to me, he just, like, he became a corny dick rider. Like, he's like when he was, like, covering the Chirac shit, it was like, I respected that he was knowledgeable in what he was talking about, and, like, I used to be like, damn, how the fuck he get this information?
Right, he is comprehensive, honestly, and sometimes there will be something, like, where 6ix9ine gets locked up or whatever, and he will actually have the facts from the court case in a way that, like, it feels like even more legitimate places, like Complex, they don't even fucking take the time necessarily to find out, but Academics actually seems like he has better sources in the streets and shit.
Yeah, like, crazily, like that nigga the I don't know, bro. Like, yeah, he dig deep. He, like, he got the private investigator sources, like, type of shit. Like,
you think?
Something like, I be like, I ain't gonna lie, I be amazed at the details some of these people get. Like, I be like, God damn, like, how you find that out, like, so fast? Like, TMZ. Like TMZ, it's like, how the fuck did y'all find that out? Like, you see they always got everything first, video footage, fucking all the details. It's like, how the fuck did y'all get that?
TMZ hit me up the other day, and they were, like, asking me about this rapper that I'm friends with, asking me if he was in the hospital. And I went and looked at his Instagram. He didn't have a story. I was like, huh, he usually has a story. And then I go and, like, I ask somebody in his clique, and he's like, wait, what? And he, like, hits me up. He's like, nah, he's not in the hospital, blah, blah, blah. But I was, like, looking around more on people's pages and shit, and I'm pretty sure that he was lying to me because he didn't want me to tell the guy that he was in the hospital. But, like, TMZ knew that this dude was in the hospital for however long, and none of his friends even knew. And TMZ hit me up asking me about it. I'm like, how the fuck did you guys find that out?
It's because their network is so fucking big, yeah, though. Like, that's TMZ. Like, I started this shit watching. Like, the shit that I do, like, honestly, like, I had a fascination with the celebrity news, period. Like, not even just hip-hoppers, just celebrity news and just covering hip hop. I always had a fascination with that shit. Like Extra, just from Extra. And
Extra
and shit like that. All that shit, like, I always, like, you feel me? I fucked with that shit. So it was like the Grammys and the awards and shit when I was a kid. So I always, like, you know, I had a, like, liking for this shit. So it was like, this shit was kind of, like, inevitable for me, like, honestly.
Yeah, it is weird. I was always obsessed with just, like, rap magazines and watching, you know, video shows and everything like that. But you didn't really have that much choice. So it's like, I'd be sitting there watching MTV. I seen a Backstreet Boys video 100,000 times, an NSYNC video 100,000 times. I never wanted to. No, I like the dancing. No, I didn't give a fuck. I didn't want to see that. That's what I love about the internet now, is that, like, you know, you can really drill down and, like, watch all these fucking random ass, like, underground rappers and stuff, and you don't ever have to poke your head above water and pay attention to Logic if you don't want to pay attention to Logic.
Where the fuck did Logic come from? I ain't gonna lie, he ain't that dope, bro.
You don't like him?
He ain't that dope, bro. Like I ain't gonna lie, like you know what? I never knew who the fuck he was, but I just, one day I was on the internet and somebody said something about, oh, Logic got a $30 million deal, and I was like, what the fuck, a $30 million deal? Who the fuck is it? Like, so that's when I started paying attention. You know, it's a couple songs, but I ain't really just like, he's just not super dope to me.
I can listen to it and understand why it appeals to the people that it appeals to, but to me, it's just a little too corny. It's a little too hip-hoppy, I don't know. It's just like,
it's not it. It's just not it.
He seems like a real nice guy and everything, but musically, I don't know. A lot of the rappers I like really don't seem like nice guys. They seem like fucking assholes. Even the ones I know in real life, they're fucking jerks a lot of times. Logic seems like he's probably, like, a pretty good neighbor.
Yeah, like a, you know, like
good friend.
Like you would see him like buy some corn nuts or something at the local 7-Eleven. Like, hey, what are you doing, Lodge? Like,
no, just chilling, man.
Yeah, getting some corn nuts.
Who do you really like not like in terms of like the modern like rap scene? People that are popular, but you like, just don't like it.
Not personally, but just music.
You just don't get the music.
What's her name? I just Jocelyn Hernandez. Fucking trash.
Who the fuck is that? I don't know.
Jocelyn Hernandez?
I don't think so.
Thick ass Love and Hip Hop, Jocelyn.
Oh, yeah. I'm kind of out of that world. Oh, I never watched Love and Hip Hop. I think I watched one episode.
She's a horrible artist. Like, she's trash. You know who else trash?
There's a lot of bad female artists, let's be real. Gotta support
most,
them.
You know what?
But
most of the female artists are bad. Like most of them, like, nobody can really come with a hit unless it's a Kodak remix. Like who?
But why is that? Why is there's so many girls trying to make it in the rap world, and there's a few. The ones I think are good, I still feel like I like Rico Nasty. You heard her?
Rico Nasty?
Yeah, she's hard.
I thought that was a dude.
No.
Oh, no, that's Rico Love.
Right. My bad. That's a dude.
My bad.
Rico Nasty is one I fuck with. In terms of like ones that I would recommend you check out, I don't know.
She fuck with Cuban Doll now?
I just told you about this thing that's going on with Cuban Doll. She's locking girls in cages.
She did herself?
No, allegedly she had some dudes do it.
That sounds incriminating.
Yeah, I mean, this is what everybody's saying on Twitter, but I haven't actually seen like any of the real news sources report on it yet, I don't think.
That sounds like some serious shit.
Yeah.
That's, I don't even want to talk about that.
Cuba
Doll sexy as shit, though.
She is.
She's sexy, right? You seen her show the toes the other day? Hey, she did that for me. I swear she did that for me. I said something on live. I said, all these fine-ass girls, they'll never show the toe. And finally, she starts showing them. I know she listened to me, bro.
That's a good way to get followers if you're a girl.
What, show the toes?
Yeah, because everybody's always asking to see feet in their comments and shit.
I like toes. Like,
you do? Okay.
It's not like a freaky toe fetish or anything, but, like, you know, I like... Like, I don't know. Like, I just want to see some.
You know, suck a toe?
Like, you know, I might. Like,
I suck my girl's toes once in a while.
Yeah, but that's kind of uncomfortable to talk about right now.
Why, you think that's gay?
Just a little weird. A bit awkward.
You could say pause or no homo and then
it's
all
good. Just a bit awkward.
So you think that, what else is too gay to talk about? I don't know, man. I'd be fucking venturing into that territory in my normal conversations all the time. I'd say some sus-ass shit.
Just like 6ix9ine.
Anything about him?
Yeah, most shit about him. Most 6ix9ine shit. Lil Uzi.
Not into Uzi.
Not just playing. I fuck Uzi. I fuck Uzi. Not just playing. You can't lie. Like Lil Uzi is a little fairyish. Like I bag on Uzi all the time, but I like Uzi music. Though, I ain't gonna lie.
Talking
like
bad Uzi. About Uzi is like talking bad about Beyonce.
I don't talk bad about Uzi. I just bag on him. I bag on everybody though.
But I'm saying like, all right, if you were talking to somebody and they told you they didn't like Beyonce, wouldn't you think that they were just like, kind of like fucking? Just what's up with you?
I mean, like it just depends. Like I wouldn't say like. Or were they talking about her like they didn't like her personally, or were they just
like, oh, Beyonce sucks, I can't stand her. If you heard somebody say that, you'd be like, what are you?
But that's their opinion, though. That's their opinion. Everybody will talk to their opinion. But like, if that was like your best friend, like, I mean, I would feel how you would feel different. But like, I didn't say like I don't feel nothing personal with it. Like, I'm not saying that. Like,
but if somebody was like, I hate Uzi's music, I'd be like, what the fuck? Nah, conversation over.
Yeah, no, he got some dope music to me. Like, I like Push Me to the Edge, All My Friends Are Dead. I like that Greedo remix. That shit was hard as fuck. That was
the long ass Never Been remix.
That shit was hard as fuck. What else? He got a few like he got some joints though.
I think like more often than not, I like Uzi shit.
No, he got some dope shit. I don't never say he ain't dope artist. I just say he be acting furious sometimes.
All right. Well, one time I went on a Tinder date with a girl back in the day a couple years ago, and she was just like, I said something about Drake, and she was like, fuck Drake. Like, he has no talent. I'm like, oh boy.
He fucking suck. Like, yeah, Drake is dope as shit, but he does some goofy shit sometimes.
Okay, like, fair enough. But I'm just like, if your opinion is that Drake has no talent, then I don't know what the fuck we're talking about for the rest of this thing, because he's got more talent in his fucking pinky toe than you got in your whole body, you fucking cunt.
Nah, Drake and is dope as shit.
He's like the most talented performer I've ever seen in my life. If you have to see him live and then you sort of understand it and stuff. I get it a lot more now.
You know the internet rules, so I just found the lay in the back on. It's always gonna be some funny shit to, like, you feel me? It's just like, I could take any situation and turn it into a joke. Like, and it's just like, the internet does that for me. And the internet, it helps to do that. It's
okay,
like,
what are you clowning Drake for, though? What has he done that you think he deserves to be roasted for?
Nothing. It just be like, you know, it just be like, I roast everybody for any little thing like that I see. Like Drake's tattoos, for one. I feel like Drake got lesbian tattoo.
I haven't even like paid attention to his tattoos.
Just be like, you know, every little shit. They be like, I fuck with Drake though. I'm a Drake fan though. But see, like, that's the thing. Like, people always take a joke for, oh, you're hating. I'm not hating. It's just a fucking joke. Like, bro, I bag on my bro. Like, bro, I bag on my sister. I bag on, like, it's like, people can't take a joke no more. Like, fuck, like, why I gotta be hating because I got a joke or because I got an opinion? Or if I say, like, that song is trash, like, I've been a Drake fan since fucking Ransom, like, I've been fucking, but if I say that album was trash, like, that don't mean, like, I don't fuck with Drake or, like, you feel me? Why I gotta be against Drake? If I feel like it's trash, but I'm a Drake fan. I done fucked with every Drake album since the fucking first one.
But
if I feel like one as a fan, if I feel like one isn't that dope, I'm entitled to that opinion.
But what's gonna happen to you is that you're gonna keep getting more and more popular, more and more well known, and then you get closer and closer to Drake's level, and then all of a sudden, if you diss him, it's more like you're a regular person to him, or like a person that matters enough to him. So you might start, that's what's gonna happen. Start thinking like, shit, should I say this about him because I might be able to get an interview with him, or I might blah blah blah.
See, but the thing is, everybody gotta take everything as a diss. It's not really a diss. Like, why you can't, like, they have celebrity roasts. Like, Drake gets roasted all the time. Like, it just depends on the person that roasted. If Kevin Hart roasts Drake, it's not gonna be a problem. But just because Bosco a real hood nigga, because Bosco a real hood nigga, I can't be funny though. Like, I can't be funny because I'm a real hood nigga. If Kevin Hart roast Drake, it's gonna be funny. Everybody gonna laugh. But if I roast Drake for some shit and it's funny, it's just, oh, you're hating on Drake. Why is it? Because I'm not rich, so I'm not funny. I can't be. I gotta be hating because I ain't rich.
And that's the problem though, is that you want to be able to joke around and like have them be able to understand the joke. But then the fans are always gonna grab onto everything and just immediately turn it into a diss or whatever.
But people gotta understand my platform though. Like, I roast everybody for everything. Like, if you look on my fucking platform, my whole platform is laughs, and it's nothing but people laughing and a lot of enjoyment. Like, I spread a lot of peace and positivity, and like, you feel me? I make people laugh. It's people that are having a fucked up day on the verge of suicide and come on my page and feel like, you know how many DMs I get all the time and people that tell me I saved their life, or like, bro, I was down. Like, bro, I went through some shit you don't even know I went through. I came on your page, bro. I feel like, you don't even know how many DMs and texts I get like that, bro.
That's so a good feeling.
Like, that's what I'm saying, bro. So it's like, it's not about, like, I'm sorry we got to laugh at y'all expense, but, like, bro, like, people going to talk anyway. Like, you know, I don't just pick shit out to hate on. Like, you know what I mean? The shit that I talk about is, they already talking about it anyway, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm going to get my jokes in, too. Like, you know what I mean? It's just like, you know what I mean? I'm a comedian in my own right, bro. Like, honestly, like, you feel me? So you can't really take what I do to heart. Like, it's like, if that's the case, I done roasted the whole rap game. Like, everybody, like, who haven't I roasted? It's like, nobody I haven't roasted.
I think it's important. You got to roast your friends too.
I have.
You have to.
I have.
Otherwise, it looks unfair.
I roasted YG. I roasted everybody in the game. I roasted, like, you feel me? It's like, no, I don't, a game, like, the game. Everybody, Whack 100, I roasted everybody in the game. Like,
and that, yeah, that's the other thing, is if you only diss pussies, then you're gonna look like a pussy.
You look like a pussy. Like, I roasted everybody in the game. Like, niggas that'll come kill me. Like, you feel me? Like, these niggas will come kill me. But it's like, come kill me for what, bro?
Like, but have you had dudes like that get super heated, Game or fucking YG or some shit?
I mean, YG got heated.
What'd you say about him?
YG? I just be bagging on his little outfits and shit, like just little regular shit, like, you know, just regular shit. Like, it ain't like, you know, it ain't like I'm disrespecting him, like, oh, you buster, like, yeah, you know, I don't do shit like that. I just be like, oh, this nigga got the pedal pushers with the slides on, like, you know, just little regular, you feel me, like homies do, like, you never ragged on your homie or got ragged on by the homie.
Of course.
You feel me? So it's just regular shit, bro. Like, that's it, bro.
That's the problem with my relationship, too, is because I'm, like, such an aggressive person. I'm always talking shit. I'm always making fun of people. And then my girl is, like, super sensitive. So it's, like, it's so easy for me to overstep that boundary and just, like, actually offend her.
Yeah, like, but I know how to do this shit. Like, I know how to, like, I've been roasting since I was a kid. Like, that's all it is. Like, nobody was doing this shit. Like, I'm, like, an old school lunch table roaster, like, you feel me? Like, we just have fun and make people laugh every day, man. And we, you know, people enjoy it. It's entertaining. And, like, you know, at the same time, like, I drop a lot of real jewels and I say some real shit too, and I keep it real, like, you know, and I brought it to, I'm a real nigga, like, you feel me? So people respect my opinions at the same time, you know, like, you know, and that's it, bro. Like, you know, I'm just here to entertain and have fun, man. Spread a little peace and positivity.
Let's talk about, I know you hate talking about this, but that time that you got your fucking house shot up while you're on Instagram Live. One of the craziest things I've ever seen on the internet. Because they knew exactly where you were, and they knew you were on live.
No, they didn't.
They didn't?
No, they didn't.
Why not? How long were you on live when that happened? I feel like they saw it and were like, fuck it, we're going to shoot him while he's on live.
I just walked in the house. Like, I had just came home. I was drunk as shit. Like, I barely was in the house, like, 5 minutes. Like, I really literally walked right in the house, came right in and jumped on live. Like, I barely just walked in the house, so it wasn't that. And the crazy part, it wasn't even my house that was being shot up. Like,
whose house was it?
It was just outside. It wasn't even my house. Like, it was just shooting outside. Like,
oh, it was unrelated to you?
Yeah, it wasn't even, like, it was just gunshots rang out outside. Like, but, of course, by the time the internet get it, oh, his house got shot up. My house didn't get shot up. Just shots went off outside while I was online.
See, that's the rumor right there. Because exactly. I'm thinking that I had a way that I thought it played out exactly in my head. And I'm exactly. Like,
that's what everybody did. So everybody took it and ran with it. Oh, Bosco's house got shot up. Oh, your house got shot up. My house didn't get shot up. Gunshots rang out outside of my home.
Because I felt like the other most viral thing you remember from back in the day is that one clip of you getting arrested. And then I saw you talk about it to Vlad and explain that, like, everybody thought you were getting arrested for what happened to Rosmo, but it was actually, was it different than that?
It was for that, but the police wasn't coming to get, like, it's crazy. It's like, it's just a long story, man. I was getting arrested for that, but not because they were looking for me. I mean, more like somebody sent them and told them they should come get me for that.
But you never actually got charged with anything in the whole thing?
Yeah, no. Like, that's what I'm saying. That was just like some snitch shit that happened. Like, some snitch told them, like, man, that's the dude from that shit. Like, you should go get him. He's right here. Go get him. And they just came and got me without, like, but they weren't even, like, looking for me. They came and got me because a snitch told them to come get me.
The other day, we were all posted up in here and we watched all those old videos. Of all that shit, relive the whole thing, which I will not rehash for the people at home. If you know, you know. If you can figure out how to fucking look everything up on Google.
I mean, I love it. I love watching it. I watch it all the time.
Bro, that was a crazy ass era, because that was the first time we ever saw a real, real beef between, like, street dudes that actually ended in a murder and it unfolded all online.
That shit was crazy.
That was a wild time. What are you doing? Oh, digging in a sack. About to put another chain on. You got a lot of shit in your pockets.
Yeah, I do. My bad.
No, it's all right. It's just fascinating. It sounds like there's, like, a big bag of coins in there. So, yeah, that was that the first time that you really, like, did anything that, like, got you famous outside your neighborhood? That whole situation?
I mean, my first video, I got famous from the first time I dropped a video.
So you were dropping videos before that, though?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
All right.
Like, that's why they did that. Like, they was kind of like, that whole situation happened kind of like, it was kind of like a jealousy thing.
Okay.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, the internet age had just started. Like, the whole, like, YouTube thing and Instagram, I mean, Worldstar and all that shit was just, like, kind of getting, it was just kind of getting bracket. And, you know, everybody was just trying to find, you know, clout chasing the epidemic. Like, everybody was trying to find their way onto that shit. And, like I had started, you know, they was doing their thing or whatever. And from the time I dropped my first video, I was getting a little attention too, because I had this 40 Glock. So, you know, 40 Glock was a nigga at the time. He was bragging. So that shit got attention. And it kind of became like a power struggle between me and them dudes. Like, you know, not a power struggle. It was just like when they was like, we all homies, we all from the same area and shit. Like, you know,
yeah, I was going to say, so that fractured the area. It didn't matter that you were all kind of from the same hood.
Yeah, just kind of like, you know, just kind of like, I don't know. Like, when they was doing their thing, I supported everything they did. I was coming to video shoots. Like, they said they were having a video shoot, a show. I was coming, like, you know, like, anything. But it was like, once I started doing my thing, I got to, hey, man, come to the video shoot, or once you get on this song, it just was like, it wasn't the same love and shit. So it just built attention and shit. It just got weird and shit. And then with the internet shit, that shit had happened to Game or whatever, the shit happened with Game. And he got a taste of fame and shit, like the news clip and say they got a taste of fame. And after that, like, you know, it just took it to their head. So once we got into it, they already knew what to do. They kind of like figured out the scenario, like, oh, we did this with Game, we could do this with him, and now we're gonna be real big. And that's kind of like how the situation came about, like, basically. And,
Wild time.
Yeah.
Crazy,
like,
shit.
A lot of people wouldn't have came through that shit like that. Like, a lot of people wouldn't have been able to, like, you feel me, go through that and really come out resilient like that. Like, you feel me? Like, it took a real nigga to come through that.
That's crazy. What was that? 7 years ago?
Seven.
It feels like a long ass time ago.
People still bring it up like it happened last week. Like, people, like, that's all they could bring up, bro. Like, they just, like, it just happened last week. Like,
right.
Oh, you got your ass with it.
People in your neighborhood, though, but like people who know you from like being on Vlad and shit, they don't know about it, right? It's like ancient history to them. I feel
I don't think they care about
it.
Like,
that's too old.
Why do they care? Like that's what I'm saying. Like, nobody cares about it. Like, people, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I get tired of people. Like, people, for some reason, it's like once you start getting some attention, it's like people choose to focus on the person you used to be instead of the person that you're trying to become. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
I'm living a whole different life right now. I'm like at a whole different point in my life. Like, but you steady choose to keep reaching back to a negative point in life for what? Like, that's old and over with. Like, I'm here doing this now. Why I keep bringing that up?
Were like, you still really like in the streets banging at that time?
At that time?
Yeah.
Like, no, I wasn't even like, you know, I was around, like, but I wasn't even banging. Like, I was in the studio rapping and making, like, you feel me? I wasn't in the streets banging. Like what I said, like, I'm from where I'm from. Like, so in other people's eyes, I'm always going to be who I am. Like, you know what I mean? But, like, honestly, like, I'm focused on my career and trying to better myself and trying to, you know, trying to do more. Like, and at that time, I was really, I wasn't tripping. I was really into my rap shit. Like, I was in the studio 24/7 at that time. So, like, that situation right there just happened. Like, and it kind of like brought me off of my square and out of my character. But, like, I really wasn't tripping like that.
So what's the state of your rap career? When do you start to feel disillusioned by that?
After that shit.
Really? It was around then?
After that whole shit. Like, after that whole situation, it's just like, it was that, like, it was just a lot of shit happening at once in my life. Like that situation, like, really fucked my life up. Like, it was a lot of negativity that came surrounding that. And, like, it just brought a lot of negative shit after that. Like, you know what I mean? It was just, like, it was just a lot. It was a lot.
Well, 40 Glock, Vlad reached out and told me 40 Glock wanted to do an interview. I just remember when you said his name. What's your opinion on him at this point?
I mean, he cool now. Like, you know, that's, you know what? Honestly, like, I never got into it with 40 Glock. Like, we never really had an issue. Like, honestly, I was like, I ain't gonna lie, like, I was on some Starboy shit. Like, I just didn't like how he was getting that Game and how he was getting that Lil Wayne and shit. Like, he was trying to, I just felt like he was trying to, like, do too much to, like, he was only, like, he had this mission about pressing the Bloods for some reason. And, like, I just kind of felt like, you know, like, nigga, so, like, what's your problem with the Bloods like that? Like, at the time, you know, so I kind of, like, stepped out there and threw my neck out there, like, you know what I mean? But it wasn't, like, it wasn't ever nothing personal with me.
So you had so much blood pride that you were standing up for Lil Wayne?
And Game, really Game, like.
But do you even know Game like that, or do you know Wayne?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I met them both before.
Okay. I met them both. But like that? Like,
yeah, not like that, but just, I'm a gangman. You know, just being the blood, like it's just like, I felt like he was just doing a lot to, like, you know, I felt like he was politicking, like, honestly, like, you know, I felt like he was politicking, like, it's like, what's your problem with the Bloods? Like, honestly, it was Crips that was doing things that needed to get addressed, or, like, you know, like, but he wasn't, like, addressing them issues. Like, it was just, like, he was focusing on all that game of fake blood. He used to be a stripper. Oh, this Lil Wayne with fake blood. Like, oh, yeah, Lil, like, what was your issue with all? Like, you know what I mean? It was just kind of like, it was just like, all right, well, I'm a real blood. What's the problem? Like,
you know? It feels like that. You don't see a lot of people, like, all the gang shit is so split all over the place that you don't see a lot of, like, people like standing up for people like that in that sense.
Exactly. Like that's why it's so fucked up in the way it is. Like that's what I'm saying. This shit ain't how it used to be. Like, like, you know what I mean? Like in jail, like I'm a jail nigga. Like I'm a person that spent a lot of jail. I spent a lot of time in jail, and like, you know what I mean? Like I'm like structured under them politics still. Like I still like go by a lot. Like I'm trained a certain way. So it's like, you know, if we was in jail. And somebody had an issue. It's like it's not oh, that's him. It's like everybody, like everything is a group issue. Like everything is a fucking meeting. Everything getting brought to the table. Like, you know what I mean? So it's kind of like I'm still kind of structured that way. Like when it comes to shit. Like.
So how many different bids you do?
As far as what, prison?
Yeah. Like how much time in total, and how many different times?
Like, I've been going to jail since juvenile hall.
Right.
Like, so the first time I went, man, I was in and out of juvenile hall for years. I think I went to camp. I went to, like, boot camp 3 different times. And then, like, just as far as, like, juvenile hall, I went, like, 5 different times, 4 or 5 different times. And then, fucking, like, it got to the county jail, like, once I turned 18. Like, I've probably been in county jail, like, I say altogether, I'm 36. I say altogether, all my jail time, I might got like 10, 12 years.
Holy fuck, that is a long time.
Invested in the jail system, like, altogether.
So you think that's obviously like really fundamentally shaped who you are?
I mean, you know, everything I've been through made me who I am today. Like, I don't have no regrets. Like, you know, like, I learned a lot along the way. Because, like, if I didn't go through that, I don't think I'd be as humble as I am today. So, you know, I welcome the knowledge that I gained from the situations. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, it's nothing that I choose to glorify. But, I mean, I'm glad that I made it through what I made it through. Because that's kind of got me in the position I am right now. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Without that, I doubt I would be here. But.
That's crazy. Yeah. Ah, man. How do you feel about Lil Xan getting the same face tattoo as you?
He kind of weird to me, bro. Like, is he gay?
No.
He ain't gay?
He fucks every girl.
Yeah, he just kind of weird to me. Like, I thought he was gay at first. I thought he was kind of gay at first. But then I seen that he just broke up with his girl and shit, and I was like, oh, okay. Like,
shout out Noah Cyrus, yeah.
Yeah, so I was like, okay, he's not gay. Like, I don't know, he's just kind of weird to me.
That was a weird one because one day we're supposed to do a photo shoot with him. He shows up with her, and like we figure out that she's Miley Cyrus' little sister right away. We're like, what the fuck? That's crazy. And then, you know, we did this whole photo shoot. They seem like they're fucking in love. And then they're like dating for the next few weeks or whatever. And then they break up. And then Xan said it was all set up by Columbia Records. Like they arranged for it to basically happen. But then, you
that's
know,
corny as fuck.
But they're fucking kids. They wanted to fuck each other and everything. So, all, you know, obviously they're fucking having sex. And they basically were dating. But then
it really was nothing, though, right?
He was just still fucking every other girl. And then, like, you know, she figured out shit was going on. All of a sudden they break up. But it's just crazy that, like, I don't know, that like he didn't mention it to me at first that it was that the label kind of put it together and everything, because, you know. But then that makes me question it, man, because, like, I always wonder about 21 and Amber Rose. That seemed a little too perfect.
That shit was corny as shit.
You think that was fake?
That shit was fake or something. Like, that shit was corny.
What about Iggy Azalea and Cardi the other day? I felt like, damn. Like, but
what
then,
happened with them? What happened?
I don't know.
Them?
They were just kicking it on camera and shit, and like going around on Rodeo and all this shit. But like, it's weird because I could totally imagine them wanting to fuck, but then also like
Cardi and Iggy.
Playboy Cardi. And Iggy Azalea.
Oh, Playboi Carti.
Yeah, not Cardi B. But, like, you know, I could obviously imagine him wanting to fuck her and her wanting to fuck him. And I could also imagine that the label might be like, yo, Cardi, like, we want to give you 100 racks to fake date Iggy.
I definitely take 100 racks to fake date Iggy.
Yeah, I'll probably pay 100 racks to get in them cheeks.
No, never.
No? No, that's way too much. What about 100 bucks?
Pay to hit Iggy?
You ever pay for pussy?
I got a 100 for Iggy.
Yeah, duh.
I got a 100 for Iggy.
I got 10 racks just to be able to say I did it, just to make a video and say I paid 10 grand to fuck Iggy Azalea. Imagine we found her on Backpage. That'd be crazy.
I got a hundred for Iggy.
This is fucked up. They're going to get on us like, oh, you're objectifying.
Rewind. You say, have I ever paid for pussy?
Yeah.
Of course.
Have you?
Of course.
But like, actually?
Of course.
Like a prostitute.
I mean, you know, a bitch that's, I mean, yeah.
I never did it.
That's a public servant.
Yeah. No, I respect the art form. I really, like, I'm actually kind of interested in it now. I'd like to get a hooker with my girl.
That shit is dope. Like, that's a public servant. Like, they're offering a public service. I'm the public.
Where'd you do it?
Fig, of course.
The Fig? Fig. What the fuck is that?
Fig. You don't know where Fig is?
Figueroa, yeah.
Figueroa,
but,
that's Fig.
Oh, you just got one off the street, though?
I mean, I knew her, though, but, you know.
Oh, I knew.
I know. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, it wasn't like just like, it's not like I was just like on some Johnson searching for pussy, but like, you know, riding around and just seeing a bad bitch that I knew and just being wanting to fuck anyway and just seeing her like, oh shit, like, bitch, what you doing out here?
You smash her in the car?
Yeah, definitely.
How much you pay her?
You got to. 100. I'll give her 100. Just because I can.
If I saw a girl that I knew selling pussy on the side of the street, I would just be like, man, what the fuck? I would not even know what the fuck to say.
Wow, it's like somebody selling fruit on the side of the street, man.
I'd be worried about it, though. I'm like, what, you strung out or something? Then you feel like you have to do this to make ends meet?
You'll pull up and buy some mangoes on the side of the street. You can't
put Yeah, man. No, I like that. I like that logic. That makes sense to me.
You feel me?
Yeah. No, the only time I ever paid for any kind of sexual act, I was in China. And there was like, the homie took us to some like little like, parlor type shit, and like I think it was like 60 bucks 70 bucks, and I had two of them sucking me off, but it was with a condom on, bro.
So you pay for pussy, though? It don't matter.
No, there's no pussy involved. It was just head.
But that's paying for pussy, like, you know,
paying for mouth.
You pay for service.
Service, okay. Pay for service. But it was so cheap that it felt like a fucking joke.
$100 ain't nothing.
That's kind of how I feel now too. I got a lot of money.
I pay less than that. I mean, I ain't gonna sit here and lie like that was the only time or something.
Oh, right.
We chose to highlight that one.
That was funny because you knew her. I'm interested in it now because, like, you know, I didn't do it, but I was thinking about it last time I was in Vegas. You know how those hot ass chicks walking around in Vegas selling pussy at the end of the night, 3 o'clock in the morning?
The girls.
Yeah, you know, I didn't do it, but I was just thinking about it. I'm like, damn, they probably only want like $500. I got $500.
Yeah, they too much, though. I ain't fucking around in Vegas, though.
Why? You think they're gonna rob
they
you or something?
They just want too much. Like, one time, like, I tried in Vegas, and the bitch come to the room. She come to the room or whatever. She like, $200, and whoa, we're gonna get on neck and have some fun. So I said, 200? I'm like, all right, that's bull. So she come in, she like, okay, give me the money. And she's like, I give her the 200, and she like, okay. So she take off her shirt. I'm like, you already know I'm trying to get right to it because I'm trying to get back downstairs. She's like, no, I just said I was gonna get naked and we're gonna have some fun. Like, it's gonna be more money. She's like, she wanted more. Bitch, I kicked that bitch out. Like, bitch. I'm just saying, like, you feel me? I got played that time. Like, cool little white girl, nice rap. Like, she was cool.
Yeah, I mean, that sucks. You can't trust, like, the verbal transaction. Yeah. They're always just going to be trying for more.
That's why you don't try to get pussy in Vegas. Like, who buys pussy?
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't try. Yeah. I don't know, though. I feel like it feels like just, like a tip is good. Like, okay, if you're a guy and you got, like, you know, however much money in the bank, if you got $1 million in the bank and you fuck a girl and you know she's broke, aren't you supposed to give her like a couple $100?
So that's paying for pussy still. So what's the problem with just pulling up and just going to buy what you want? Just, if I'm riding down the street and I see a bad bitch right here and this bitch bad, like, what's the matter with just going up and just fucking, like, come here, like, come get this? Or even on Instagram, like, these bitches with these premiums and shit. Mm. Like, you see any bitches with these premiums?
My girl got a premium.
Like, see what I'm saying? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, why not? Like, shit. That's what you got
you buy
for.
Premiums?
I mean, I have. I don't make a habit of it, but like if it's one that I really want to see, like, oh shit, like, let me see this. Like, you know, it's nothing like
it. I want to buy one. I never did it. I have. I should probably buy my girls.
It's just if you really want to see, if something you really want to see, like, I've been wanting to see that pussy like that. Like, damn, this bitch got a pretty, let me see that pussy. Like,
right. I mean, I think that that's really like, if you're a swinging guy like us, you go to the strip club, you get a hooker. Like,
what's the difference?
You buy a private snap. It's all just like flirting with money. Like, the reason why the strip club is cool is because that's how you're going to meet all the most lit chicks in town.
And it's like, they're providing a service, bro. Like, and I'm a fucking, you're a public servant, and I'm the public. Like,
you're a junkie.
No, I'm not a junkie.
A fiend.
I'm not a fiend. I'm just like, me, I live life. Like, I just want to experience life, and I want to do shit, and I'm not going to live my life. Like, you feel me? Like, that's what you got money for, to buy what you want. Honestly, like, you got money to pay for what you want. Like, so if the pussy got a price tag on it, I'm going to buy that too. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. I mean, if you're a swinging guy, you're going to get into, what, selling drugs or maybe rapping if you're lucky, or, you know, maybe, like, doing Instagram skits these days. You know, there's all kinds of new jugs. But, you know, that's like, what you're going to get into. If you're a cool girl, what, you're probably going to have a private snap. You don't want to have a boss and shit. You ain't going to go work at Staples. You're going to have a private snap, or you're going to go strip.
You feel me?
Or you're going to have sugar daddies, whatever. It's like, I don't like it that that's the reality of the world that we live in. I do like to think that, you know, all these girls could just be nice, sweet little, like, nurses or some shit. But in reality, it's like, they want to buy tits. Tits cost 10 grand. You ain't going to make 10 grand being a nurse.
You're going to go sell some pussy.
You gotta sell some pussy. But hey, you know what we're saying is like, what, that's the right message for like the liberals and stuff. They'd be happy about that, because reality, we're saying like, go out there, use your body as you want. That's the right message.
It's your choice. It's like, I'm not gonna tell you to go do it, but I mean, it's your body. Like, I mean, it's like me. If I choose to sell some penis, like, if it's some cougar that want to give me $1,000 to come fuck her in Vegas, like, that's my prerogative.
Does
like,
that ever happen?
I swear to God, I've been praying for it to happen. Like, I've been praying. Like it's happened. Like, it's happened. But I'm saying, like, I've been praying for it to happen. Though, like,
yeah.
Like, the real, that right one, though. Like, you know what I mean?
I think I would have to set my price higher, though. I need, like, 10 racks if I want, that's like, an old saying, lady like, wants now, to fuck like, me.
Now, I need a little more change, like, but I'll be down.
That'd be fun to be a trick for the weekend and just, you know, I get my 10 racks, I go to Vegas, I'm just kicking it with, like, some 60-year-old lady. She's just bringing me around, showing me off.
Cougar, and you just, like, I'm just fucking bamming her all night. Like,
I'm snorting Viagra. I was trying to get my dick hard so I can do something.
I hit the powder.
The powder? That's the opposite.
I hit the powder.
The powder. You never did coke, though, huh?
Yes, I have.
You have?
Yeah.
How is it?
It just ain't like, it's not my drug of choice. Like, mm-hmm. I said, it's nothing like my drug of choice. Like, I'm not gonna seriously act like I've never done it. Like, I've done it, but it's just not my drug of choice. I'm more of a mellow dude.
You thought I was on coke last time you came here?
I was joking. I say everybody, that's that powder. I was like, this nigga high or something. Like, I say everybody, everything is that powder.
Yeah, but somebody made a YouTube video titled, like, talks about Adam 22 being on cocaine. I think you made it.
I did. Yeah. Like, no, I said, no, I didn't even say that. I said Adam 22 interview didn't go so well.
Okay.
Or something.
That was a little misunderstanding.
No, yeah, but, I didn't say nothing about cocaine.
What was your biggest, like, drug addiction?
Weed.
That don't count.
I'm still a weed
head. Yeah, me too. But that's okay. We don't, those don't count.
Like, I never had no big drug. Like, I've never been addicted to nothing. Like, it's nothing like, that's the only thing I can't really shake. It's hard for me to shake. It's hard for me to stop smoking. Like anything else I could just stop doing, because, like, it's not a problem.
You were never off the Zans?
Hell no.
No? Lean?
I mean, I was never off it. I took it. I mean, I drank it, but I never, like, sipped it like that.
I like lean, but I definitely could not, like, imagine getting so into it that it becomes, like, a big thing all the time.
Yeah, I can't. Like, me, like, right now, like, put it this way. I haven't sipped no lean, and it might have been, like, 3 years since I sipped some lean. Like, some shit like that. I never was really into it. Like, that's what I'm saying. That never was my drug of choice. Like, I always was really a weed head, and I like drinking. Like, on an everyday basis, I drink and smoke. Like, you know what I mean?
Drink Henny?
Yeah, Henny or, like, VSOP.
I think you had Henny with you when you were here the other day.
I like OE too.
So tell, what's up with that lawyer girl that you were with last time?
She's hot, bro.
You like her? Is that your girl?
No, that's my friend.
Okay.
That's
my friend. It's just funny to me. I'm trying to figure out what her deal is, because last time I seen her, she was defending fucking Antoine Dixon. Then I see her and she with you. I'm like, man, she just stayed with like the grimiest dudes in LA.
She's a lawyer.
Yeah.
That's what she does. She's an attorney.
But do you think she goes out and seeks out the dudes with hella face tats? And shout out to Antoine because he cleaned up his act. He's off drugs and everything.
I think she just like, you know, I think she just knows her. She knows her career, and she knows. I think she just know how to do it. She know how to do what she's trying to do.
She seems cool.
She dope. She real dope.
She was over here trying to get Antoine off for fucking being all fucked up and pulling a knife out on the bouncer guy at the bar.
Yeah. She a good lawyer. She real good lawyer. She got me off of my shit. Like,
for real?
I mean, she got me in a good position. Like I told you, I had 4 gun cases.
So how many more years of probation you got before you're like free and clear?
I think I got like, I should be out this year. Like,
really?
Yeah, this year. I'll be
out. That's crazy.
I'm like months away.
You excited?
I'm ecstatic.
You don't get piss tested?
Nah, hell no.
Okay.
It's California.
Yeah. I thought they still did it.
I mean, probably, but I never really got tested. Like, I think I got tested like years ago on probation, but like since I've been an adult, I never really got tested.
That's good. What were you ever off the Molly?
Hell yeah. Oh my fucking
God. That was
God,
it?
Bro. Molly, bro, I will never ever take that shit again, bro. I swear to God, like that shit, I was so high, like I just wanted to go jogging. Like I just wanted, like I just like it was like I didn't want to do shit. But I had to do something. Like, it was just like, I really didn't want to do shit, but I had to do something. It was just like, I don't know. It was like, I was up, I was down. I was just like, I don't know.
But you taking it mad times or just a few times?
No, just like one. No, oh. Matter of fact, like twice. Twice I took a Molly.
Yeah, I can't handle all that energy,
it's
man.
Too much.
It's way too much.
Like, I was just up, down. It was just like, I don't know. I felt like a fucking weirdo, bro. Like, I felt like who acts like that? Like, felt like fucking Britney Spears or something.
I've always thought it would be interesting to do like a Xanax podcast, a Molly podcast, a lean podcast, and just have like people do a bunch of drugs and then just do the podcast so that the viewers could see what the difference is. But
that
I don't know.
That'd
be fun, right?
Let's try that shit.
What you want to do, Molly?
Fuck no. That's
because think about what we're going to be like. We're going to be like,
I'm going to be fucked up and weird. Like, yeah, that's going to be weird, bro.
Your boss go, bah, bah, bah. I'm just going to be like, I can't stop talking.
We could pop an X.
Man, I don't know. Like Shoreline Kids and everything. I see
Wait,
them
is that
taking.
Legal? Like, can we do that?
Yeah, I mean, what are they going to do? As soon as it's in our body, we're good. What about like the Xanax one or the lean one though? Just get fried as fuck.
I don't fuck with Xanny, bro. I don't like that forgetful shit. I don't like that blackout shit. Like
I haven't done one in like a year.
I only done it one time, bro.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't like it. I did that shit one time and it was, I had a lot of them for some reason. I had hit a lick. I hit a lick and I had like hundreds of them motherfuckers. And I just took one like just to see like, I think I lost a bag of pills. Like I still can't find it.
You hit a lick. So what, were you robbing people for a while? This was your thing?
I wouldn't say a robbery. It was just like more finesse type of thing. More finessed.
Mm.
I wouldn't say I robbed. Like, rob sounds so harsh and just like gangster. Like, you know, I more finessed it.
Finessed 100 Zans.
It was more than 100, but I lost 100.
One time I went over to this kid's house and he had like, just bags of like, I don't know, it might have been like 10,000 Zans.
That was a lick.
Piled the fuck up. Yeah, man. He's lucky I'm not the type to do that.
That's a lick. That's what you call a lick.
Yeah.
That's a lick. Still got that?
Nah. I don't know. I forgot who he is.
That's a lick.
So, were you ever selling a lot of drugs at any point, though?
Have I ever seen a lot of drugs?
No, were you selling a lot at some point in your life?
I mean, I sold a little bit, like, but that wasn't ever my thing coming up. Like, I ain't gonna make myself seem like no El Chapo or nothing, or the biggest drug dealer in the blood for the Simpsons or nothing. But, like, you know what I mean? But, like, no, I never, like, drug dealer wasn't my thing. Like, I sold a couple bags or something here and there, but honestly, like, I always was just like a, no, like I was like more of a financier. Like I was always like I just finesse. Like honestly, I could really say I finessed my way through life. Like I've never really held a real job. I've never been a dope dealer. Really, you can call me a dope dealer. You can't really call me a. I don't know. I just always I finessed my way through life. Honestly, like I kind of like just like always been a good spirited person and just always finding myself in good situations, honestly. You know, I found myself in a lot of bad situations, but I kind of like, I just always like seem to be blessed with the things that I need when I need them. So it's kind of like.
Sounds nice.
It's crazy. Like, honestly, like, seriously, like, cause I've never had a real career. I've never had an unemployment. And like, I just always, I've honestly been on GR since I was like 18 years old. Like,
what's that?
General relief.
Like, oh, so you just get money from the state or whatever?
Yeah, like, I've honestly been on GR since, I'm still on GR to this day.
How much you get?
$221 a month.
$221 a month. That ain't much. That's like less than $10 a day to eat off.
Yeah.
You got EBT card and shit?
Still to this day.
You use it at KFC and fucking 7-Eleven and shit?
I don't fucking eat KFC, but like, yeah, 7-Eleven and shit. Like, you know, wherever they take it.
Yeah, my homie, I never would have thought that you'd be able to use the EBT card at fucking KFC and shit.
Like, to me, honestly, like, you don't call, like, if you call yourself a real street nigga and a hustler, how you ain't got no EBT card? That's an expansion of the hustle. Like, you feel me? Like, yeah. That's part of it. Like, you a real LA nigga, street nigga, and you a hustler. Like, how you ain't got no EBT card? Everybody got a fucking EBT card.
I regret that. I was never on public service. I never got any money from the state or anything. I really should have done that when I was younger.
It's like that's like your 4 acres and a mule. Like, you know they say they, you know they say they owe you 4 acres and a mule. That's like, we don't want no fucking mule, cause then I gotta feed the mule, and I gotta fucking cut the grass on the acres. Like, so like, fuck you, give me.
Do you feel like you are owed land by the government though?
Hell yeah,
that'd be nice, right?
Hell yeah, we like y'all brought us to this country and just like y'all brought us here and just like left us here with nothing. Like, we owed something. Like, something is ours. Like, hell yeah. And I really want my piece of land. Like, honestly, like, at this point in my life, I'll take a piece of land. Like,
yeah, that'd be nice.
That would be dope.
You ever think how weird it is that, like, who has shit in society is all based upon, like, their parents and the lineage that they come from? I was, like, just recently kind of reading about, like, the other ways that it could be that, like, you know, if you accumulate land during your life, imagine if it was just given back to the community to be redistributed when you died and it didn't necessarily just get passed on to your kids or whatever.
Honestly, it's just, that's our problem. Like, we never build no generational wealth. I think it seemed like a lot with you guys like seem to inherit a lot of like,
you guys.
Like, I don't like, I hate to like racialize everything, but like, it seemed like, you know, most whites, like, they just live a different life and they got a different upbringing. And like, you guys get to experience a lot of shit that we don't even get to dream to. And it's just like I've never, like, nobody in my family has been left nothing. Like, I have never received nothing. Like, you feel me? I doubt I even got anything to get. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we don't have any generational wealth in my family. So it's like nothing to be passed down. Like, I've never been left a house, and I don't even have a house. Like, I don't even think my mother owns a house. Like, I don't have a house to get. So that wasn't something that was truly big, like, with us coming up. Like, you know, it wasn't something that I saw a lot of, but like, I'm trying to be the first one to change it. Like, you know what? Big Sean got a little bar in what was that? On YG song that I broke the first, what'd he say?
I forget.
I'm the first generational millionaire.
So, oh yeah, I'm a first generation millionaire, man, or something like that.
Yeah, I broke the curse in my family not having shit. Like, I think that's dope.
Good.
Like, that's kind of where I'm at right now. I kind of like, I'm trying to be the first nigga with something in my family.
Like, that's what my dad told me when I was a kid. Is like, you know, everybody, like, the right way for you to think about your life is that you're just trying to do better than me.
Yeah,
you're just like, trying to do anything. Because like, when I think about my parents, they work like the most ordinary jobs so that I could have a somewhat comfortable upbringing. But then I just ended up being a fucking psycho who wanted to, like, ride around, just, like, travel around, riding BMX and, like, sell drugs and do all the stupid shit that I did.
Where you grew up at?
Like, right outside Boston. Yeah. But I come from, like, the nicest parents. But yeah, then I just was, like, not having it. I was always just fucked up from, like, super young age.
Y'all always be crazy like that, though. Y'all come from the best homes and just, like, be just the craziest motherfuckers.
All these school shooters come from nice families.
Yeah, like, we the ones that come from the no dad, only the mom. Like, you guys got the mom, the dad in the home, like, cool little life, and you got to be the school shooters. Like,
yeah. It's a different type of pressure. Yeah. I seen you just standing in that alley on street gangs.
Yeah.
Talking like, about that alley.
That shit was dope, though.
That was cool.
You, that shit was dope. Like, I love that alley. Like, I ain't gonna lie, I fucking love that alley.
But there's nothing in the alley when you were there. Looked like it was totally dead. Like, there ain't, was that alley like popping with people hanging out back there and shit?
Hell yeah, like back in the day, like that shit.
That fucking fly's driving. Yeah, how do we kill annoying, the fly?
Like, yeah,
like Josh, get the fly.
All right, but yeah, that alley used to be the shit. Like, that used to be like niggas used to come through that alley and shoot and shit, and, or it just used to be a lot going on. It used to be big dice games in that alley and just all kind of shit.
But nobody's on the block anymore, huh? Everybody's just in the house watching TV.
You know, shit changed. Like, you don't even see kids riding bikes no more. Like,
right? That's
like,
what I'm saying.
Kids like weird like nowadays. Like, they don't even ride bikes. Like, I loved bikes coming up, like BMX and all that. Like, I love that shit coming up. Like, now you don't see them. Like, they just want to fucking play Fortnite and fucking, play Fortnite and watch fucking Twitch.
Yeah, everybody stays inside. Even on Halloween, there ain't nobody going out.
Yeah, don't nobody go trick or treating no more and shit.
It's so easy to stay. Oh God, I don't want to kill that thing. It's so easy to just stay in the crib that everybody just does it. It's weird. Like, when I think about it, my childhood, I was riding around on my bike. I was getting lost in the woods, fucking going down by like some random creek, looking around and shit. Like, but when I think about it, would I be too nervous to like let my kids do that? I don't know. Maybe.
You know what's crazy? Like, you don't gotta leave your house for shit no more.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't have to, like, everything could get delivered. Like, you don't gotta go grocery shopping no more. You don't gotta go fucking, you don't even have to go leave your house to buy a car. Like, you could buy a fucking car from home. Like, you could sit at home and buy a car and get it delivered to your fucking house. Like, the world is just fucking crazy now. I think people lost touch with, like, reality. Like, it's just an internet age. Like, you know what I mean?
Are you the same way? You stay in the crib, or are you, like, the last dude left sitting on the stoop?
I'm the last dude left sitting on the stoop. Like, seriously, like, I'm the last dude left on the stoop. Like,
right.
Real.
What do you, in terms of like how you view gang membership at this point, though, do you still feel like that you love it from like a cultural perspective, even though you're not necessarily involved in it on more of a serious level now?
I mean, yeah, I still like, you know, I still love what it was, like, you know, whatever it was what it was, like, you know, I don't think like what it was when I came along, it'll ever be that again, but. Like, you know what it was and my memories of it, like, I still love it and I'm still in touch with it. But honestly, I'm like, I'm just living a different life now. Like, you know, I'm looking on the bigger and better things. Like, see, like, most hood people, they only know the hood. Like, that's all they know is the hood. And like honestly, like, growing up back in the days, all we had was, it was either sports or rap. Like, that was it. It was either sports or rap. So it was like sell dope, play sports or rap. Like, that was it. Now, we got the internet. So now we got, like, you know, this got this sudden rash of YouTubers and fucking bloggers and shit. So, you know, now it's a new thing. So now it's like now we got something else to, like, focus our attention on and, like kind of build a empire off of. And, like, I kind of took advantage of the way Instagram and YouTube and just the internet in itself gave us the tools to be our own boss, like,
it's crazy. Do you fuck with Twitter?
You know what? I don't be on there. Like, I started with Twitter, honestly. Like, that was like one of the first things I had. Like, I had a Twitter, a Facebook, and the YouTube. And honestly, like, I got it set up to where everything I post on Instagram automatically posts to my Twitter. Mm. But I don't really be on there like that.
Yeah. I feel like Twitter, I don't know. I feel like you would thrive on Twitter.
You think so?
Controversial opinions on Twitter just go viral as fuck.
I don't never go down my timeline. Like, I don't even look. I just got it set up to where everything I post on Instagram automatically go to Twitter, and I don't even like pay attention to Twitter.
I hate that. When people just have it. The link to the Instagram posted on the Twitter.
Yeah, you do.
That's the worst.
Instagram is the shit. Like, I ain't gonna lie. Like, I have so much fun on Instagram. Like, I ain't gonna lie. I find myself, like, it was like time when I was on house arrest. I find myself literally like, I've been sat in the same spot for 4 hours, literally on Instagram. Like, fuck, I've been sitting here for 4 hours. Like, crazy shit. Like, bro, that shit is, like, entertaining as fuck, doing. Like,
yeah.
So many bitches.
So many bitches. That is the problem.
Hey, you know who Zoe Alicia is?
No.
You don't know who that is?
I don't think so.
Fucking fine. I don't know what she does. She always with French Montana, though.
Oh, really?
Fucking fine, though. But I just seen her today.
If she hangs out with French Montana, she's probably too hot for me.
She's fucking fine.
I feel like the girls that hang out with him are probably pretty hot.
She's pretty hot.
Are there any, like, Instagram girls you got your eye on? Have you smashed some of the, like, these ones that you're out here, like, looking at, just yearning for?
Cuban Doll.
Okay, you want me to hook you up with her?
Cuban Doll is sexy as fuck.
Yeah. When I met her, she was really like, she had a nice aura.
She did?
Yeah.
She's sexy as fuck. And the crazy part, she just started blowing up, but I've been following her since before she was blue. I was following her when she was just Asian doll sidekick.
Uh-huh.
Like, that's when I was like really paying attention to her. I was like, she dope to me. Like, I didn't like, to me, I thought Asian doll was kind of like, she was a little more like cocky and more like, I thought like Cuban doll was more down to earth and like at the time, but it seemed like Cuban doll kind of get it. She kind of got into herself too.
Well, think about it. Cuban dated like Kodak and Tato.
She did date Kodak?
Yeah, you seen that one video of him throwing money and like she's like kind of on her knees in front of him?
I forgot about that. Honestly.
Weird. She's wearing like a Gucci jumpsuit or some shit.
She's sexy as fuck.
She is hot as fuck. Yeah, I can't lie. I think Asian doll's hot too.
I was just finna say Asian doll's sexy as fuck too, though. Asian doll, but her attitude more like
she's gangster.
More like, yeah, like she more like, I don't know. Asian doll, Cuban doll seemed like she's more down to earth.
But then Cuban doll, all this new controversy of people saying that she did some wild ass shit. I'm like, yeah. Damn, she might be more wild than Asian doll. I feel like Asian doll will fight you, but Cuban doll is now sounding like a criminal mastermind.
They said they both sexy as fuck though.
Yeah. It's really like you could make your choice about what style you want to go with.
Yeah, I mean, if I had to pick though, I think I'd choose her with Cuban though.
No comment. I'm not even gonna get political here. Yeah. See, I'm too political.
They're both fine. I ain't gonna lie, they both sexy though.
You hit it without rubber. Just let it rock.
Yeah, I let it rock. I ain't gonna
lie. Yeah, me too. I don't know why. I'm not scared of what Tato got.
I be wanting to see what it feel like.
Yeah.
I'm not scared because Tato kill people.
I did think about that when I met Cuban doll, and I felt like she was like sort of flirting with me a little bit. I was thinking like, oh my
real?
God, Tato's gonna kill me if I do anything with her.
Why you didn't smash?
Because my girl was there, and it just felt like.
Oh, yeah.
But I think she's into girls too, so I want to like actually, yeah, Cuban,
so?
What's up? Yeah, I feel like no, she definitely. I think she likes girls too, so I feel like I should try to propose that. But see, the thing when I met Cuban is that she was mad nervous about doing the interview, and she like ghosted on me for the interview. Yeah. I was like, I don't feel comfortable like trying to like holler at her for the Treyway if she is like already nervous about the interview.
She goes. She might be with it too. I'm sure. I swear. I think 6ix9ine had a little Treyway with her.
You brought her out to Hawaii, bro.
I think he had a little Treyway for sure.
This is the funniest thing that she said.
His little corny ass be like making a little moves though. A little corny ass.
That was the ultimate troll moment because remember he was beefing with Keith, and then all of a sudden it gets revealed. However, whatever that.
They
whatever happened
with her.
That with Tato and Cuban. And so then all of a sudden, 6ix9ine, who's supposed to be this like bad dude that women are supposed to hate, all of a sudden he rescues her, brings her to Hawaii. He's just showing her around for a few days. Boom. He looked like a fucking feminist all of a sudden for a little bit.
Look at this.
When I met Cuban, though, I said something about that. I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna get my 6ix9ine on, fly you out to Hawaii with us about me and my girl. And she goes, oh, you do got money. I'm like, yeah, that's funny. I never had a girl like comment on like how much money I probably got, but she dropped it within like a minute.
A little thirsty.
I like that she was just like realistic about it, about what she liked. She like a guy with some money.
She like money. She a little thirsty. She's sexy though. I ain't gonna lie. I'll give her a little money for her. So I'll give her a little money.
Just keep it in mind. It's an option.
Yeah, I'll give her a little money.
She gonna lock you in a cage.
No, I gotta go home to my baby. I just had a newborn.
Did you?
Yeah, just,
how many kids you got?
This number five.
Five? Holy shit.
Number five. Four girls, one boy.
How the fuck you paying for all that?
I mean, you know, I make it work.
That's a lot to make work. I'm terrified of having one.
Especially on GR.
I'm terrified of having one. I got a good reason not to though.
You don't got no kids at
all? No, my girl model and shit. So like,
oh, that's dope.
She can't have a kid because that'll fuck her whole career up, right?
Oh, yeah, that's dope. Who is your girl? She like somebody famous?
So is she like an Instagram model?
I mean,
cam
I've heard
girl
about
thing?
It. I hear about you and your girl, but I've never like paid attention.
At Len of the Plug.
Yeah, that's
dope. Check her out.
What is it?
At Len of the Plug.
At Len.
You realize what I got on right now? I got the Zaytoven. Or excuse me, the Usher merch that was designed by Virgil Abloh. Usher handed me this. He goes, it's very exclusive.
You
designed by Virgil.
I would roast the Usher ass about this little shit that he had going on in the media, right?
Man, I was thinking about asking that in the interview. I was like, no way. He's way too cool. Like I was.
No, that's my boy, though. I grew up on Usher. I always respected Usher. But like, you know, like everybody gets it. Like I don't pull no, like, you know, I don't play no favorites. Like,
yeah.
You know, I'm not biased. Like, every time some shit comes up in the media and it's funny, I'm
no, I was on Twitter dying about that accusation because that girl was so fucking hideous looking that it was just the funniest shit ever.
That shit was fucking hilarious. And you know what's crazy? Oh, shit. 1.5 million?
See, I, the thing about Usher is that I wouldn't give a I did not give a fuck if he got an STD. Who the fuck cares? But I am very interested in him smashing like a 300-pound chick. That's wild.
No. What's up with the boy at the bathhouse? Like, oh. Like, what the fuck is up with the boy?
I forgot about that. Yeah. Yeah. That was the other side of it. The
bathhouse, bro. Jesus.
Who knows, man? You feel like that people get rich and then they just start like doing weirder and weirder sexual shit? They start trying to figure out what they're into, right?
That's what they do. That's, of course, what they do. You know that's what they do. But see, that's the thing. Like, stop being so like uncomfortable with who you are and be who you are. Like, that's the thing. Like, we win off the uncomfortability. Like, be who you are. Like, you feel me? Like R. Kelly. Like, you didn't know R. Kelly was some weird freak. Like, you know that nigga's freaky and shit. Like,
yeah.
R. Kelly is fucking freaky, bro. Like, we already knew that nigga was a freak. But like, now hearing the girl come out and reveal it, it's like, it's really not even that bad. It's like, it's actually like, it was expected. It's just funny to hear it though.
Right.
It's the uncomfortability with them. Like, their denial and uncomfortability is what makes it hilarious.
You think that R. Kelly's like 100% guilty of like serious sex crimes, or do you think that he might just be a weirdo that
he's
is being...
He's just a weirdo. Like, he's not no serious sex. He's just a fucking freak.
Yeah, but I mean, what about all the girls that are saying that they were like trapped in his house when they were 15 and all this crazy shit? All that's the pee. There's pee, dude.
That's a fucking weirdo shit. What's up with this pee and shit?
Some dude said that he like left the R. Kelly left the studio and that there was just piss all over, like different cups of piss and shit. Like, he didn't want the girls to leave the room or something. He would make them pee in cups. What the fuck?
Weirdo shit. They said the girl said he gay.
She said, for real?
She said he gay. They're like, if we had to ask, what would you say? Was he gay or not? She said, he's gay.
She wow. said,
yeah, he's gay. R. Kelly's been a star boy all this time.
So what happened with Daz?
Daz goofy as shit, bro.
You were loving it, though, when he got busted after you guys were beefing, and then he gets busted for weed the next day.
I wasn't loving it, but how fucking ironic, bro. Like, how ironic. Did you ever see that meme with the look on his face with the skinny swisher looking stupid?
I don't know if I saw the meme.
Oh, my God. Like, he had some funny memes after that shit. Like, have you ever seen that shack? That shack he called his estate?
What?
He got a shack in the woods, like in fucking Georgia. He called it his estate. That shit was fucking hilarious.
But so how did you guys start beefing? Were you just clowning him on some regular shit?
Like, you know, I actually always had a lot of respect for Dad. Like, I grew up on Dad. He a West Coast legend, honestly. But, like, you know, I just felt like he was wrong when he started celebrating after Suge caught the little 28 year after Suge took the deal or took the plea deal for the 28 years. I just felt like he was wrong and celebrate, jumping on Instagram, celebrating that shit. And I checked him for it. Like, you know, I respectfully roasted the shit out that nigga. Like, you know, I didn't... like disrespect, but you know, he love what I do. He know what I do. And he the same nigga in my DM. Oh, keep doing what you do. Whoa, whoa. But now that it's you in the hot seat, and you feel me, now you done did some goofy shit and I'm roasting your ass. Now you got a problem. So instead of like, you know, trying to, you know, he can't fuck with me in no roasting and talking no shit. So the nigga just jump off the deep end and just go for the whole publicity stunt and just disrespect my whole blood court. Like,
do you feel like you have to defend Suge just on an overall blood principle, or do you have some kind of connection to him?
It ain't having nothing. I mean, I do know Suge personally. I've chilled with Suge and all that, but like, it ain't even about that. Like, it was just real nigga, fake nigga shit. Like, that was just some sucker shit. Like, we being real niggas, we real street dudes, and you being a dude that I look up to as a real nigga, and I revere you as a real nigga, for you to get on there and celebrate, like, publicly celebrate a man getting 28 years and shit because he done fucked on your wife, like, because she was a ratchet or whatever the case may be. Like,
that's what happened?
Like, yeah, like, Suge fucked this broad, and, like, you know, he tripping over the pussy. Like, you feel me? I thought it wasn't no fun if the homies can't have none.
I don't think that song was about their wives.
I mean, I'm just saying that,
bro. That song was playing in my gym the other day, and there was a girl working out that I didn't realize was 12 years old, and she went up and asked them to turn the song off because it was too offensive. Wow. But that song is really offensive when you think about it.
It's the shit, though.
Oh, yeah, I love it. Fucking classic. I remember hearing that as a kid and being like, what the fuck?
That shit is a classic. I mean, like I said, like, I grew up to Dad, so it was never nothing personal to me. Like, he just like, he couldn't handle getting roasted the way I roasted the shit out that nigga though, out there. So he couldn't, he just couldn't handle it, you know? He finally was the butt of the joke and he just couldn't handle it and jumped off the deep end and did that bullshit. But I mean, you know, it's all like kind of like water under the bridge now, cause like, you know, like just the situation being as sensitive as it was, like it was just gonna be a bad, it was gonna be more bad than good, us really taking it to a different level. So I just like, I just choose to, you know, I leave it alone. I let him look like the clown that he is. Like,
so he had to issue that little apology because he offended, like, because when you say slob, that is offensive to all bloods, basically.
Exactly. All bloods, like, you feel me? Like, I didn't, nothing I said warranted that response. Like, what was all that about? But, like, honestly, that's how he been feeling. For you to come out and say that, like, you been feeling like that, bro. Like, that's how you really been feeling. Like, that been in your heart. You just chose this situation to let that come out, but that's how you been feeling.
Crazy. So, but then he got caught up, but the shit he got caught up on was just some, like, pretty low-level weed shit. It wasn't nothing super crazy, right?
It's bullshit, but it's not legal out there. Like, you feel me? That's not California. Had it been California, it wouldn't have been shit, but that's not California, so, you know. Ain't no telling what's going on. I mean, you know, he got bailed out, so it ain't nothing major. I'm sure it ain't nothing serious.
You think you're stuck here forever?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Stuck where? California?
In L.A.?
I don't want to move anywhere. Like, I don't want to move. I want to stay in L.A. Like, I don't want to move. That's where I'm from. I'm born and raised.
But like, Daz made the move out to Atlanta. That's like big decision.
That's because child support is probably eating his ass up out here. And that nigga couldn't buy. He can't afford no fucking estate in L.A. He's like, nigga, that's why he went to Georgia. He think he slick.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot cheaper out there. That's a fact. It's crazy expensive out here. I want to buy a house. It is
expensive,
wild, man.
Shit, bro.
Yeah,
bro. I don't want to. I kind of like. I'm like stuck on this loft thing. Like, I'm like, I like got a fetish for this exposed brick, and then like that shit is dope to me. So, I'm like,
that's where you live now?
No. That's what I'm. That's my goal.
That's the goal. Are you trying to live downtown or something?
Infatuated with that. It's all about the view for me.
It's funny as shit to see dudes move from like Watts to like downtown, because it's like a different fucking planet, but it's like a couple miles away.
It's right a couple miles away, but it's like a whole different world, bro. I swear. It's a lot of weirdos downtown, though.
Right.
A lot of weirdos.
Hell yeah. I live down there, man. Fuck that shit. I remember one night I was just walking. I got two pieces of pizza. I'm walking back to my apartment. I see a guy. He looks like weird as fuck. He's standing in the middle of the road. And as I'm walking closer, I realize that he's halfway bent over, pants around his ankles, shitting. Taking a shit, yeah, pissing, like, and puking all at the same time. And that was when it really started to occur to me, like, man, I don't know if it's good for my, like, mental health to just see shit like that on a Tuesday afternoon.
It's fucking great. Like, you need that. Like, you need that in your life.
I don't know. My nose.
That lets you know how real the world is. Like, it keeps it keeps you in tune with the world. Like.
Theoretically, but I also feel like it just kind of fucks you up. It's like if you had to see somebody getting killed every day. It's eventually going to fuck your brain up. Well, seeing people like in extreme poverty shitting on themselves every day is also probably going to affect your mind in some way, right?
Yeah, that shit is fucking crazy, bro. That shit is disgusting down there. Like the smell down there. You smell some of that shit? Shit is fucking disgusting.
Our old store was right on the edge of Skid Row, and there was just motherfuckers thrashing around, acting crazy. I remember there was one guy who would like take like oil and put it all over the ground, and he would just dance on the oil and just slide around on the oil for just days. He'd be off meth just dancing.
That's weird, though, bro. That's some weird motherfuckers downtown. I ain't lying.
And that's the crazy shit is that people will go to the club, and then they'll get fucked up in the club, and then literally end up just walking into the Skid Row shit, and then they just never come back.
Fucking weird,
huh? All of a sudden, they're getting fucked up for the rest of their life.
End up with them trannies and shit. A whole lot of fucking trannies walking around.
There's definitely trans people downtown.
Fucking crazy. A whole lot, like a lot.
A lot. So what you got coming up? What do we need to know about? We should definitely do more videos in the future, but...
I know we should.
Yeah.
Honestly, like, it's really no limit for me. I'm so multifaceted. Like, I don't want to put myself in one box. I don't want to say, like, I'm a rapper, I'm an actor. Like, I kind of got it all coming. Like, I see movies coming. Like, honestly, I do want to do the podcast thing. I want to get deeper into it, get more serious about it. Like, I do, I'm working on growing my brand. Like, you know what I mean? I'm working on helping other people grow their brands. I am a brand ambassador still. Like, you know what I mean? I think I still have a great ear for music. Like, you know what I mean? I still got my fans waiting on my album, Brack Season. That's coming.
Oh, okay.
Brack Season. I'm finna drop that song. I got to get back in the studio and get to working, but I'm gonna drop it. It's kind of like detox right now. Like Dr. Dre's detox.
Oh.
Brack season kind of like that same type of like, they waiting on it, and it's just like, you know, whenever I drop it, I'm going to drop it.
You're going to do the visuals and everything?
Yeah, it's coming.
We need that.
Yeah, definitely. I think we like way overdue for it, honestly. I just wasn't feeling rap for a while. Like just the way the state of the rap game and just the way all the shit I was going through, and I kind of took a break from it, but I think it's time to like step back into it and like just give it a go.
All the upcoming rappers are Crips.
Are they?
I don't know. Like Shoreline, Greedo, Draco, Blueface.
I mean, shout out to them. Shout out to
them. You got to come in there and balance it out.
Shout out to them.
All right. So, yeah, Bosco, gang shit.
You got to bring your boy back, man. We got to get this shit going.
Who?
Man, I gotta be I need to be like a reoccurring guest. Like, you know how, why the fuck Vlad always got Lord Jamar on there? Like, you see that shit?
It's like you and him.
Yeah, like we need to get bracken like that. Like,
that's what I'm saying, because I'm starting this No Jumper News thing, and I want to see what our vibe is like on that shit if we try to do the news together.
That shit'll be bracken.
I'll show you the setup. We're probably gonna try it out next week and shit.
Hell yeah, let's go.
All right, Bosco, No Jumper. You already know.
Inglewood Dog.
Peace. I'm rolling like an alpha, you look at your jumper. I'm rolling like an alpha.